Senate Bill 632 would have exempted existing frac sand operations from any new regulations passed by local government. It would have also exempted land that was registered as having silica sand deposits. Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany co-authored the bill and says it aimed to keep locals from changing the rules for companies after they'd been permitted. Tiffany says he's sorry to see it die this session.
Disappointed that the compromise bill that we thought we had a broad agreement on was not able to pass, especially in light of all it was doing was grandfathering existing quarries and mines.
The bill was supported by the Wisconsin Industrial Sand Association, along with a number of trade groups, but opposed by the Wisconsin Towns Association and a number of local officials. Tiffany says he's not sure whether he'll reintroduce the bill next session.
If we see any quarries or mines that are being denied their legitimate property rights, we're going to be very concerned about that. So we'll watch this very closely, and we'll see what next session brings.
Pepin County Board Supervisor Dwight Jelly says he's relieved that Senate leadership let the bill die instead of tampering with local control.
So I'm glad that happened, but we all know that it may be back in a different form soon, and it might be worse.
The bill passed a Senate committee on a party-line vote, but never made it to the floor. A companion bill in the State Assembly never left committee. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.